The Dozier Task Force has two goals, as outlined by Secretary of State Ken Detzner.
Identify a final resting place for the remains and creation of a memorial to honor the memory of the boys who lived and died at the Arthur G. School for Boys in Marianna.
It's alleged that there was a history of abuse at the now-closed North Florida Reform School, and many boys were buried on those grounds because of it. So far, several families have come forward to claim the remains of their ancestors uncovered through a dig by researchers years ago, but there are still unclaimed remains. And that's why a new state law set up the task force to determine the future of those remains. At the first meeting of the Dozier Task Force, passions ran high. While one side wanted the memorial for the unclaimed remains to be on the Dozier grounds in Marianna, others argued they wanted the memorial at a more prominent location that could draw larger crowds. And similar arguments were made again during the task force's final meeting Friday. Stephen Britt is the nephew of Robert Stevens, who died at Dozier. While Britt initially wanted the memorial on the Dozier grounds, he later changed his mind.
I'm sure that the people of Jackson County, as well as Marianna, don't want the remains back in their county. But we in Gadsden County, we are fully willing to accept those remains if the state is willing to work with us. My uncle knew some of those boys that died before he was himself murdered. Some of those boys who were murdered after my uncle knew my uncle. Therefore, it's a more personal item to me and my family.
In the end, three locations were considered: Marianna, the site of the Dozier School for Boys, Tallahassee, the state's capital, and Tampa, near where many alleged survivors live and where the researchers who uncovered the remains are. At this meeting, the public was allowed to weigh in, and Carol Ellis says there should be two memorials. She's the daughter of a former ward of the school, and she says her family has been negatively affected by Dozier for decades.
Please settle this today. Have a memorial here in Marianna. Have a more memorial in Tallahassee so we can see the good, bad, and the ugly. But let's close this and bring us all to a close for everybody in this room and the families.
Later, the task force agreed to at least have the reburial in Tallahassee and a memorial in Tallahassee and Marianna, but some wanted the White House building moved to Tallahassee as a place of living history, like Kevin Wood, an engineer who's worked with former wards of the Dozier School. The White House is the place where much of the alleged physical and sexual abuse occurred.
I have been inside that White House, and when you walk into the opening, the front door, the terror that I felt, and I never even went through that building as a White House boy, that is something that other people need to experience. When you walk in there, the concrete jail cells, the bars, the bench where the boys would wait to be beaten.
But Jerry Cooper, who sits on the task force, disagrees. A former ward of the school and president of the so-called White House Boys, he was also against a memorial placed in front of the White House building. Essentially, he'd like a formal apology from the state and to see that White House building destroyed.
To memorialize the White House, to leave it standing, it serves no purpose, sir. And let me say why. A lot of these kids, 10 years, 11 years, 12 years old, were taken into that building. We know about the beatings. But when I learned myself personally and the rest of the men that sexual favors were even passed out in this building to keep from being beaten, that's the last straw.
Ultimately, the task force agreed the unclaimed remains be reburied in Tallahassee, and there will be two memorials, one in Tallahassee and one in Jackson County. That would be for the Dozier children as well as for the children and two staffers who were victims of a 1914 dorm fire. They also agreed that the location of the reinterment of the unclaimed remains be determined by the Florida legislature. And the recommendations will now be sent to the Department of State as well as the governor, the cabinet, and state lawmakers. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.